Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. In 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 12, the Apostle Paul relates to the church at Corinth in this epistle that he's writing to them of a time of wonderful opportunity in the city of Troas. Troas being a strategic city, politically, commercially, geographically, it was a very significant city in that day. It's in what we call today Turkey, but in those days was called Asia. We call that part of the world Asia Minor, no matter what country is residing in that territory. The land mass is called Asia Minor to us today. And Troas is at the northwest corner, right on the Aegean Sea. It's a seaport town, and it is the place where Paul and the missionary team formerly was directed to leave Troas and to go to Macedonia, which they did. But Paul didn't abandon Troas. He came back on another occasion and preached. You read about that in Acts chapter 20. And that's the time when Eutychus was in the window and went to sleep and fell down and presumably was killed on the street below from the fall from the window, and Paul goes down and raised him from the dead and brought him back to the church meeting in the upper room, and they continued right on, kept right on preaching. People were hungry for the word in Troas. No wonder it was a place of fruitful opportunity. And Paul is relating yet another time when he came to Troas, and he said there was a wonderful opportunity. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord. So Paul is describing a place where his ministry is being received, where it's being effective, where it is finding lodging in hearts, where Christians are being edified by it, and where evidently other unsaved people are coming to Christ by the preaching of the gospel of Christ. So this fruitful opportunity that is in the city of Troas nevertheless came to an abrupt halt because of a weighty concern that Paul describes in verse 13. And we'll look at that in a moment, but I must pause and welcome you to this Thursday, September 22 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and thank you for your financial support, without which we could not continue this ministry on this station. So his ministry in Troas was terminated rather abruptly because of what? Verse 13, I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus my brother, but taking my leave of them, that is the people in Troas, I departed for Macedonia. What's going on here? Well, Paul was anxious for a Christian brother, Titus, because he didn't show up in Troas as expected and apparently as appointed. Something was wrong. He was supposed to be there by now. They were supposed to rendezvous in Troas, but Titus didn't show up. He didn't appear. Now, who is Titus? Well, Titus is one of Paul's highly regarded ministry partners. We don't know as much about him as we do Timothy. We don't find quite as warm commendation of him as we do Timothy, but clearly he was in a similar category with Timothy. He was a close ministry partner. He had been sent to Paul, or rather sent to Corinth by Paul. You learn that in the 1 Corinthian epistle, chapter 7, verse 6, and chapter 8, and verse 16. He went there to minister to them, to get them ready for the arrival of the Apostle Paul, and to complete the collection for the persecuted Jews that Paul was taking up among Gentile churches, and Corinth, of course, being one of those churches. And later, we learn in the epistle that is directed to him, we do have two epistles in our New Testament that are named after Timothy, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, reminding us again of how strategic was the partnership that Timothy had with Paul. But we have one epistle named for Titus. So he was a very important ministry partner. There were other partners with Paul that have no epistles written to them that are found in our New Testament scriptures, but Titus did. And in Titus chapter 1, verse 5, we learn that Paul had dispatched Titus to the island of Crete on a very important assignment. He's very mature, he's very trusted, he's very capable. And then we find him in Rome, according to 2 Timothy 4:10. So he is a member of Paul's missionary team who is being sent here and there and given this assignment and that assignment, but he reports back to the Apostle Paul. And he'd been on an assignment, and he was supposed to meet Paul in Troas, and Paul is preaching in Troas with great effect. He's having a great meeting, or great meetings. People are coming, people are listening, crowds are gathering. Evidently, people are being saved. But Titus doesn't show up. Where's Titus? Where's Titus? Titus apparently is somewhere between Corinth and Troas. It would be helpful if you would check those locations out on the map. We don't know exactly where, but he didn't arrive in Troas when he was supposed to. And so that interrupted Paul's ministry in the city of Troas. You have to read verses 12 and 13 together, and I'll do that now. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit, because I did not find Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, I departed from Macedonia. I had no rest in my spirit. What was the problem that caused Paul to leave Troas? It was a troubled spirit. I gather from this language what he's saying is, I was so troubled by my concern for Titus and where was he and why didn't he arrive here as we agreed. So there must be something wrong. Has he gotten sick? Has he been accosted by robbers along the way? What's going on here? And his spirit was so troubled, I had no rest in my spirit, that he wasn't able to focus upon his ministry in Troas. He was concerned for Titus. Is Titus okay? And he was also concerned for Corinth, because Titus apparently had been to Corinth and was coming back to report to Paul on the situation there, and Paul is very concerned about that. And Titus hasn't come, so Paul's concerned about Titus, and Titus hasn't brought news from Corinth, so Paul is concerned about Corinth because he doesn't know what Titus has to report there. And so this concern, this condition, this emotional condition that Paul describes as having no rest in my spirit, precipitated a change in Paul's location, a change in his plans. He said, taking my leave from them, the church in Troas, I departed for Macedonia. His deep concern for Titus and for Corinth prompted him to leave Troas and go to Macedonia. That required him sailing across the Aegean Sea following the same course he had years earlier when he received the Macedonian call. Now he travels from Troas once again to Macedonia, where before he went to Philippi first and then to Thessalonica and Berea. But he goes back to Macedonia because evidently he thinks that Titus might be in Macedonia. They didn't have the kind of communication on that day that we have. Titus hadn't called because there were no phones, but Titus hadn't, or texted, or anything else like that. Titus hadn't sent an email because there were no computers. Titus didn't send a telegraph. That's an old-fashioned way to us today, but that was really modern 150 years ago or so. But Titus didn't do that either. Titus is missing, and Paul is troubled. And here's the point. God can and does trouble our spirit, our soul, our mind, our emotional well-being. Paul, God troubles us to get our attention and to change our directions. Christians who have the mistaken idea that if they're serving the Lord obediently and faithfully, they should always be happy, always be calm, never be troubled in spirit, never have this restlessness and this anxiety that Paul is describing here, are entirely mistaken. God used that. God used that to detach Paul from a fruitful ministry in Troas that otherwise he would not have left, would have not wanted to leave, would have been very reluctant to leave. We would likely say would have been unwilling to leave if God had beckoned him to leave using some other means, perhaps. I mean, we can't really speculate. We don't know what Paul would have done in other circumstances because the other circumstances didn't occur, so we really can't say one way or the other. But what we can see is that God used a troubled spirit, a mind that could not rest, an anxiety of soul, a worry, if you want to put it that way, for the welfare of Titus and for the church at Corinth. God used that to make Paul not only willing to leave Troas, but made him so that he couldn't not leave Troas. He was so troubled, he had to go to Macedonia to try to find out what happened to Titus. And God did that. God caused his spirit to be restless until the only solution would be for him to leave a fruitful ministry where he was preaching and enjoying great success and go to Macedonia in order to check on what it was that was troubling him. God used that to arrest his attention and to change his direction, and to move him to another location. This would be an example of what we sometimes call God's guidance by giving us peace or lack of peace. I think I've described this to you before in my own life. And sometimes people question that and say, where is that in the Bible? And I would say, here's an example of it. Here's an example of it. God does use an unpeaceful spirit or a peaceful spirit to give us guidance and direction in our lives. We don't have peace about something, so we don't do it. We have peace about something, so we do it. Never contrary to the Bible, but nevertheless, utilized with the Bible is a way that God directs our paths. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his peace.